This has been a message that's been consistently communicated by over 80% of residents. I have four major concerns relating to financial assessments, weather-type repairs, housing shortages, and architectural importance. Point one, financial analysis. This report is riddled with contradictory statements alongside non-committal positions and hides key details within supporting documents. For example, page 21 of the liability report states the financial model will be prepared with limited information and that indicated finance costs will not be accurate. There are a lot of caveats at the end of that document. Yet the second page of the main report states the underlying financial assumptions are correct, which contradicts the supporting documents. Assumptions are not correct, they are assumptions. Past financial assumptions about Cressingham Gardens have frequently proven to be inaccurate. An independent surveyor commissioned by Cressingham Gardens residents indicated that costs for refurbishment have been inflated by up to £7 million. This was referred to in the report, but the detail around that has not been clearly illustrated in any way whatsoever. And rather than having major structural issues, as we were told, a commissioned survey indicated that problems on the estate were majorly due to a lack of maintenance and neglect. In light of these past questionable assumptions, it's vitally important that residents and public are provided with the full financial models so that they are able to properly interrogate these figures. We are able to compare costings of various options, as was promised, if we can see these figures. But these figures have not been delivered, and they were repeatedly promised. We were repeatedly told we would receive full financial information.
Why is it being hidden?
It's purely inadequate what we receive. Point two, weather type repairs. £1.4 million is about to be spent on repairs to Cressingham Gardens estate. The majority of pathways are also currently being replaced. It seems incompetent and financially unsound, and lacks business acumen, to spend this money and then demolish. Housing shortages. This demolition would not address Lambeth's housing shortage in any significant way. The viability analysis states that Lambeth will not meet their targets. That's a quote from the viability analysis. The equality impact assessment report states that just 23 extra homes at council rents we provided, which we all agree is laughable. More worryingly, this report states that rent and living costs in the area will increase as a result of this regeneration, making this part of Lambeth even less affordable. Point four, architectural importance. The 20th Century Society have recommended this estate for listed status. The English Heritage have recommended it be designated a common status. Save Britain's Heritage have communicated a very strong objection to the proposals and are poised for full public inquiry where they will put money in and support independent surveyors, architects to take a look at this estate. Any viability. And at this point, I think I would trust information coming from those kinds of sources than the information that's currently appearing in this report. Just to close, residents want to work with the council. We really do. And I think you can see that from the amount of effort that has gone in and the engagement that we've tried to make with the council to get clarity of information. We want to create something we can all be proud of, Lambeth and residents. The proposal as it stands, in my opinion, is a travesty. It's an embarrassment. It should not go ahead.